Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Put it in your mouth.
We had a list of stuff we were going to make our own list someday, but that probably had to be a podcast extra. Because I mentioned a couple things off the air to these guys, and they all said yes. But we've all done some stupid, creepy stuff. I wouldn't say creepy.
Probably.
Well, you weren't in the room.
I know you guys.
All right.
Well, you see, I wouldn't say creepy. We were just talking about masturbating in the parking lot because the nurses were so hot.
Yeah, see, that's not creepy. That's normal. That's a good point. No, these were a little more elaborate situation we put ourselves into. Not illegal, but just, well, but now it might have been illegal. It might have been illegal, but...
unethical at best.
No, not the one.
At least.
Did you hear the one I said about?
All right, I'm going to need to catch up on this conversation.
Yeah, well, it's again, I can't say on the air. It's too brutal. You know, and that podcast extra could say a lot about us, but, you know, nothing people wouldn't figure out anyway.
Yeah, probably wouldn't even want to put it on a podcast extra. The ones I came up with anyway.
We'll tell you guys off the air. Nick, you were 17. You worked at a fast food joint when you were 17, right?
Yes.
Okay, you had a boner the whole time, pretty much, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't ever in the bathroom, you know, tossing one off.
Oh, that's Todd. It's radio, and you're the only person in the building. It was easy to do back in the day.
I was too busy putting liquid acid on sweet tarts.
That's a good point.
That was just like a day.
That's a good point. Have you ever sold drugs through the drive-thru? See, you could say yes, and I didn't do that. I mean, I worked at a sub shop at the beach one year, but we didn't sell drugs.
Man, there. You could have sold a ton.
I know, I could have easily.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I suppose I've enabled, but I never sold drugs. I was just the middleman.
Oh, I never sold drugs either.
Yeah. I was always, I know a guy, and I wouldn't make any money off it. I'm a bad businessman.
Yeah, but still...
that's what happened with me. It was like a day or two, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, not cool.
Wait a minute, you got to hustle for this?
Right.
No.
Well, the drug dealer is the one that usually goes to jail.
Right. Yeah, but there's
the guy that gets it and goes somewhere else and hands it to a buddy that usually doesn't go to jail, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I figured there was somebody making money and it wasn't me.
Right.
And it wasn't worth all the hassle and the risk.
Whenever you were the middleman.
The risk is key.
Wouldn't you always take a little bud, pinch a little bud for your finder's fee?
That's expected.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But
what I'm saying is unless
by the way, the stuff now people wondering what couldn't you say on the air? Well, that involved a little sexual stuff usually. The stuff I brought up off the air was
how
sexual.
Many fingers?
Well, that's part of it. We're not gonna go any further than that.
I just think unless
that's right. Todd, when you did say it was unethical, I forgot what you said.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be on a podcast extra.
Illegal.
That would not be in a podcast extra. I scored 20 out of 20. I'm a complete freak.
Okay. And now you're on probation.
Yeah. Oh, you rode a horse. Whoopee. Did you ever? Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of.
With a horse?
No, I didn't say that.
That's worth 4 points.
That should be one on there.
Well, Puss will win that every time.
Have you ever banged an animal?
From the farm.
No farm.
That's extra points. Just like winning the your bracket.
That would put you over the top.
Right.
That's where 99% of farm boys would win.
Right.
On one of those.
What's to tell you that?
If it included bestiality.
That should be extra points.
Yeah, well, just once. Yeah. I was young.
Everything's 1 point. An animal is 10.
Yeah, we'd have to handicap Puss' score so anybody else would even have a chance.
Thank you.
Well, we would just have to concede.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't compete with that.
Well, he grew up on a farm. We didn't. You know, we didn't grow up on a farm.
That he could regale us with all the tales of the farm.
He's not even saying anything now.
But, why fight it? What? Yeah, what? You guys are going to stop if I fight it?
That's what the cow said.
Come on.
That's what the cow said. Why fight it?
We all have our burdens to bear around here.
Yes, we do.
Right, Buckethead?
Yep.
Today is National No Housework Day.
I'll do that today.
Right.
I celebrate that quite a few days.
Yeah. Coincide with Beer Day.
Too busy getting drunk to do the housework. Right. Nebraska Brewing Company brought a bunch of beer in. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Yeah, I've learned that's not a good excuse around the house. When you're
drinking.
Asked to do something, can you do this? I'm drunk.
I'm drinking.
Ask me when I'm not drinking.
Right.
And
that's
might
never.
That be.
But that's never.
Restaurant New Jersey getting support after a customer left a note and no tip. Due to the COVID capacity limits, many restaurants have posted signs that customers can only stay for 90 minutes.
Okay.
One waitress at this brewery in Morristown, New Jersey, said she got stiffed, and a note on the bill read, "Don't kick paying customers out after 90 minutes."
Oh, Jesus, people.
After the note was posted on social media, they raised $2,000 for her and the restaurant.
Oh, okay, that's nice. What a douchebag. There's a good chance whoever was in that bar goes back to that bar. You know?
Yeah, you think that guy would be anxious to go hang out with his friends and his family.
Well, they are, and they want to do it for more than 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, they should find somewhere they could do that then.
Yeah. I wish back in the day bars would kick me out after 90 minutes. That way I wasn't there that long. We've been there 10 hours. I know.
Yeah, I usually kick myself out after 90 minutes. I'm done.
Cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis have increased significantly across the military over the last 8 years. Women, black service members, and enlisted personnel with lower levels of education are most at risk. According to the study published in the Medical Surveillance Monthly Report, a peer-reviewed military health journal.
Gonorrhea? You shouldn't have.
Rates of infection in the military were in many cases disproportionately higher than the civilian population. Of the four branches, the Army had the highest rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and genital herpes.
Go Army.
Every time I laugh.
The Navy had the highest rates of syphilis, and the Air Force had the highest rates of HPV.
Hey.
So they've all got something.
Yeah, so they're all number one.
At least they're sharing it.
One category.
Motor transportation workers had higher rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis than any other occupational specialty.
Sounds like they're all getting laid,
right,
though.
While healthcare occupations had higher rates of HPV.
How about those sluts at the Coast Guard?
Communications and intelligence specialists, alongside transportation and healthcare occupations, had the highest rates of the genital herpes.
How about condoms for the military? Let's donate. Come on.
Service members under the age of 24 were found to be the most likely to contract an STI, accounting for almost 64% of cases. They say that while chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis infection rates increased during the period of the study,
and
HPV and genital herpes declined in frequency. According to the study, this could be in part due to the prevalence of the HPV
vaccine. Yeah, stop the vaccine.
Vaccine.
I saw a great
which has been available for more than a decade now.
They don't have a herpes vaccine, do they? Because that's a virus.
Yeah, it's just a virus. Yeah, I not a vaccine. No, I saw a great tweet from
about a hairpiece vaccine. <would go. laughs>
Once again, Craig, you might as well tell people what that means again. It's herpes, but tell them why you say herpes.
Okay, it's the more I think about it, I assume this is a racist bit.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
I have to figure it might be a racist bit. It's an old Cheech and Chong movie,
right?
And they are at a restaurant, and Cheech and Chong are sitting next to a table that they are classifying as Middle Eastern. And he is saying the word hairpiece, but he is using Cheech and Chong are playing these Middle Eastern characters.
Right,
and they are saying the word hairpiece, but he is using an accent. And it sounds like he's saying the word herpes.
Right.
So, herpes.
Plus, that's where it comes from. Patton Oswalt had a great tweet a couple of days ago. When the polio vaccine dropped in 1955, people lined up to get it. And we were 2 years away from artificial satellites. Now in 2021, we carry external world brains in our pockets. There are robots on Mars. And idiots think the COVID vaccine is full of wizard poison. And he's right. We were so much further back in technology in 1955 than we are today. That's obvious. And the idiots. I just saw something on Facebook last break. I will not be your experiment. It's a guy putting his hand out to a shot and a mask.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. By the way, he is part of the experiment.
Yeah. We all are.
Yeah. We're all part of the experiment.
Right.
Whether you take the vaccine or not.
Yeah.
Well, people used to appreciate science.
They appreciate science, but we get dumbed down.
And that was before anybody was denying the moon landing. Well, I think people just take things for granted now.
Yep.
All right, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Joe's former Navy.
Oh, okay.
So he's probably had the hairpiece.
I'm sure that's why he's calling in.
That would be a good list to put on Facebook, how many sexually transmitted diseases you had.
Jesus. Go ahead, man.
All right, rattle them off, Joe.
Luckily, none yet.
All right, good. Well, you probably wear Navy,
but,
Navy rubber, right? Okay.
Yeah, so every time we would get Liberty Call, whether we were at home port or out in a foreign country, there was always a giant box of condoms that you could just take as many as you wanted to.
Yeah, I would think so. Man.
So
Were there some guys that just
plenty of condoms to go around? There's just a lot of stupid people in the military. Yeah.
So guys refuse to take the condoms, huh?
They can't feel anything.
Yeah,
you know,
or use them. Yeah. They might take them and not use them.
That's true too. All right. Oh, yeah, hung up.
Oh. I just forget that.
He's
somebody,
already tracing that call. That's why.
That so many people in the military are like getting it on.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Some without consent.
Right.
Yeah.
So to limit,
rattle them off, Joe.
Yeah. I'm going to post that up on my Facebook page and watch it. Those are the kind I like to put up on, like on our official page.
Because nobody would answer.
Because people don't respond.
No.
Well, it's even people who would comment on anything
right.
Stay away from something like that.
Right.
That's my goal on our official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page, is to put up stuff that no one responds to.
Facebook sucks.
Yeah, that's a good strategy for social media.
Yeah.
Let's try to put up stuff that nobody wants to interact with.
We're starting this thing called anti-social media.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but if people start interacting, it goes off the rails really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're asking them intimate personal details about their sexual disease history, it's not surprising they don't want to share.
Yeah, because it's actually illegal to call people out on that.
That's why I like to put that kind of stuff up, because they can't take it political. Yeah. They don't even respond.
Don't put the one about, and did you get this from an animal? Push or win that one again.
Military says they want to limit the spread of STIs. And so the Military Health System and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend the following things to limit the spread of STIs. That would be limit anonymous sexual encounters.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
That would be avoid unprotected sex of any form. That would be limiting number of sexual partners. And not having sex while under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
This sounds like a pretty far-fetched plan.
So take all the fun out.
Only one of them sounds
Yeah, feasible.
Yeah.
They also advise service members not to assume that it will be obvious whether or not their partner has an STI.
Yeah, that's stupid because it has nothing to do with how they look.
On average, men contracted the syphilis at 1.3 times the rate of women. The men contracted syphilis more than women in the military. Female service members had significantly higher incidence rates than their male counterparts for every other STI observed, other than the syphilis.
Wear rubber.
Yeah.
More I need gonorrhea.
Right.
Is that because we're all banging like the same dude?
Or maybe same
syphilis-riddled dude.
Or maybe just two dudes banging each other, and that's why no woman got it.
Yeah. No, there's better STI screening programs available for women, according to the study.
Got it.
And improved screening availability for men over the period of the study could also have contributed to the increased case counts, but women are screened better for these.
Look at my junk. Yep.
Mike on the email says, tell Nick the reason no one was denying the moon landing in 55 is because it didn't happen until 69.
Well, yeah, that's I knew that. Right. Uh-huh. I'm saying you didn't have people that were taking the side that were taking it for granted.
The anti-science
and you're like,
group.
Oh, this amazing stuff happens.
Right.
And, you know, nobody standing in that line was like, well, that didn't happen.
Right.
This vaccine's going to give me autism.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get the science deniers. Because everything you do, you drive a car, you get on a computer, use your phone, that's all because of science.
You could tell people over and over again.
Well, we have.
Be rational with people and they still won't understand it and they won't,
Well, there's a lot of science behind them even being capable of getting that information on their phone.
Exactly. Well, that's what Patton Oswalt said.
Yeah, you're surrounded
by
science.
We carry computers in our pants now and people are questioning the COVID vaccine. Stupid.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Last month, AL.com reporting on a Confederate monument valued at $500,000 was stolen from a cemetery in Selma, Alabama. It was the Jefferson Davis Memorial Chair that was stolen from a cemetery in Selma, Alabama. A group that claims to have taken the monument sent emails to AL.com, that's the newspaper, saying that they will give the chair to the United Daughters of the Confederacy if that organization agrees to hang a banner outside of its Richmond, Virginia headquarters. Now, in these emails, a group calls itself White Lies Matter.
White Lies.
Yeah.
Got it.
They are demanding that the United Daughters of the Confederacy hang a large banner at 1 p.m. Friday, April 9th. That's this Friday. The anniversary of the Confederacy's surrender in the Civil War.
That's right. They lost.
And they were really excited when they said, hang a, a banner. Oh, damn it.
Hang a banner and leave it there for 24 hours. The banner bears a quote from Assata Shakur, a Black Liberation Army activist.
Any relation to Tupac?
Saying the rulers of this country have always considered their property more important than our lives.
That's okay.
White Lies Matter says it's already delivered the banner to the UDC. Failure to do so will result in the monument, an ornate stone chair, immediately being turned into a toilet. If they do display the banner, not only will we return the chair intact, but we will clean it as well.
From all the poop we already did on. Well, the Daughters of the Confederacy, first of all, that's a misnomer because, you know, I know they've been around years, but there's no daughters left. So great-great-granddaughters of the Confederacy, I guess.
Yeah, this chair is about 3 feet tall, weighs several hundred pounds, according to the Montgomery Advertiser. The ladies of Selma.
Show her the lot of the Daughters of the Confederacy.
The ladies of Selma presented the chair in memory of Jefferson Davis in 1893.
I don't think it's a woke group.
Over 20 years after he'd last visited the city.
My daddy fought for the South. My great-great-grandfather fought for the South. That's the way it should be. I don't think it's a woke group.
The White Lives Matter email goes on to say, we took their toy and we don't feel guilty about it. They just want it there to remind us what they've done, what they're still willing to do.
Man, that banner is not catchy.
No, it's not. No.
No. But that's
what... just say, like, we lost.
Yeah. No. This is anti-Confederacy people. White lies, not lives. This is an and. These are.
No, the sign would say we lost. Above
yeah,
the,
to make
the,
them hang a sign that says we lost. Yeah.
Like, our daddy's lost, you know. Right.
And then they get their chair back. Otherwise, they're going to poop in it.
Yeah. It seems convoluted, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, never really thought it up. It's like, that banner's kind of, you know, kind of busy, isn't it?
It really is. And if you read more of the email, it's difficult to read.
We're going
to
poop into it, but then we'll clean up if you're cool with it, you know. Right. They need a better plan.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.